Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. Hope you're all doing well. I want to bring a topic today. I think you'll find this one really interesting and unique. Churchianity using secular law, the police on true saints. Yeah, it's kind of a long title. Let me explain it to you. So we're out street preaching this weekend at a Once Saved, Always Saved heretic Baptist event called Smoky Mountain Jubilee. You can find that event under our street preaching. And this topic came to mind. Let me read this verse to you from Paul, these verses, and then I'll set the table and explain my post. 1 Corinthians 6, or my teaching, 1 Corinthians 6, 1 through 10. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust, not before the saints? Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, ye are unworthy to judge the smallest matters. Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the body, in the ecclesia. I speak to your shame. It is so that is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before unbelievers? Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because ye go to law one with another. Why do ye not rather be wrong, take wrong? Why do ye not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. So that's my main verse for this teaching. Paul's words, God's holy word, said, don't go to secular law against other believers. That's the main point of my teaching. And I want to be clear here. These churchianity people often come out and call us brethren. You don't hear me calling them brother and sister, but they call us brethren. And let me tell you how this weekend went. We went to preach, and most often this is how our preaches are. Always. Peaceful. We're peaceful. We never interrupt anyone's events. We're always outside the event on public property or public sidewalks. The rare occasion would be we drive on to an Anabaptist church and stand by their building, but that's rare that we ever do that. 99.9% of the time, we're on public sidewalks, public places. We don't block anyone. We don't hinder anyone. We only talk in depth with people that come and stand by us and want to talk to us. Otherwise, people are free to walk right by and go away. And we're well within our First Amendment free speech rights in America on public places and public sidewalks. That's the context here. And again, these churchianity people often call us brothers. Yet what do? Well, we always ask for the religious leaders to come out, bring their Bibles, any men, talk truth, but they never do. Oh, we get a few mockers. We get some feminist women. Sometimes they bring out cookies and water, set them at our feet that we don't want. But they don't talk Bible truth, gospel. No. I would say about 80% of the time, churches call the secular police on us against 1 Corinthians 6 that they claim to believe in. And we're peaceful, just preaching Jesus' truth on a public sidewalk. Imagine that. What this proves about them, I want to cover this. Number one, they can't refute me in the holy word of God, and they stay inside most often as Revelation 21:8 cowards. John 3:19 through 21 says, the light has come, Christ, his word is the light. It reproves those in sin. They stay in the darkness. We see that all the time. If I was wrong, why don't they come out with a group of men and refute me in the scriptures? Never, ever happens. It's never, ever happened yet in years of doing this with hundreds of events and churches. Number two, like I said, they consider us brethren, so they're sinning against God and 1 Corinthians 6 by calling secular authorities on us. We're not breaking any laws. I've never been arrested. The police always show up. Most all of them leave. Every once in a while, I get some partial police officers that hassle me, but I stand and go, no, I'm not leaving. First Amendment rights. They generally back down every time. They've backed down, and we keep preaching. Kind of like Paul asking for his Roman rights, I ask for my American rights to preach the gospel. 3, they use secular police, the Roman guards of the New Testament, to try to get rid of us versus coming out with God's sword, the Bible, to slice us up, proving what we're saying is not true about them. Hebrews 4:12 is a double-edged sword, the word of God, right? And 1 Peter 3:15, always be ready to give an answer. They can't do that. So this proves about them what I always say. They're in sin. They're hiding. They don't like that we come and shine the light. And they use secular authorities on us in sin and rebellion against God. And 1 Corinthians 6, they're disobeying God's word about not going to secular law against who they think are brethren. I don't call them brethren. They call me brethren. And it proves they're not of God at all by their fruit. They're at the very least in gross sin, but by their fruit, most times we prove they have a false gospel, worldliness, paganales, feminization. They're not of God at all. So who else did this? We'll go to the Bible for some more verses. Who else did this in the Bible? Ready? Against Paul. Acts 22:22-25. And they gave him audience, the Jews, thus unto thus word, and then lifted up their voices and said, away with such a fellow from this earth. They're saying, get rid of Paul. For it is not fit that he should live. And as they cried out and cast off their clothes and threw dust in the air, these people were insane, insanely mad. The chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle and bade that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know where before they cried so much against him. And they bound him with thongs and said, Paul, to the centurion, is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? The Jews got everything so worked up, the Romans soldiers had to come and get Paul. Yeah, you see the example there? How about with Peter? Acts 12:1-5. Now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, the ecclesia, he killed James and the brother of John with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then the days of unleavened bread, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four Roman soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter, that word shouldn't be Easter, that should be Passover, to bring him forth to the people. But Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing in the ecclesia unto God for him. You see that? Herod and the Jewish people were happy with Peter being taken away and given over to Roman authorities. How about with our master Jesus? Mark 15:1. And they straightway in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and they bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate to then be executed by Roman soldiers. You see a pattern here. They couldn't refute Jesus in the word. They had to get the Roman guards involved. They couldn't stop Peter and Paul. They had to get the Roman guards involved. How about to this point? Even after the resurrection, are you aware of this? Matthew 28:10-15. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and they shall see me. This is after his resurrection. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came unto the city and showed unto the chief priests all that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large sums of money unto soldiers, saying, say ye this, his disciples came by night and stole him while he was asleep. And if this came to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. Basically, we'll back you up. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. Did you get that? They were even using bribery with the Roman guards and politicians to say Jesus didn't resurrect all of these wicked people, not of God, using secular law and authorities against godly people and against Christ himself. It's still going on today. Nothing new under the sun. Modern pastors, these religious events, calling police, getting security guards even against us, armed guards, when we're peaceful standing out on a sidewalk. I hope you see how well the comparison fits. The Jews, unregenerated, use the secular law and Roman soldiers to do their dirty work. Today, the modern pastors and churchianity leaders use secular police against us. They're even on phone. Yesterday, they were on the phone with a city attorney trying to figure out how to get rid of me. Yeah, this is how sad it gets. And here's the truth about all this. It could all be solved. You know how? Come out, bring your Bibles, get a council together. Let's all go to scriptures. Let's all seek the truth. Let's let the word of God decide the matter. And any of us who need repentance, including me, if I'm wrong, let us repent for God's glory. That's how this all could be fixed without secular authorities being involved. The problem with that is, no, that's not going to happen. Why? They're not of God. It would destroy their religious system. They'd lose all their people. They'd lose their money-making opportunities. They'd have to swallow their pride and say, we've been doing pagan holidays, false gospels, worldliness, feminization for years. I've never seen it happen yet. And my brothers and sisters aren't holding their breath to see it happen. We're in the last days of so few followers. How about Jesus' words? What would Jesus say about this? John 8, 43 and 44. Why do you not understand my speech, he says to the Pharisees? Because you cannot hear my words. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he's speaking of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yeah, when they call the police on us, the police often show up and say, well, I hear you're yelling, screaming, chasing people. And I go, officer, I got a body cam. You want to see all my footage? I don't do that stuff. And they go, no, you're probably fine. We're chasing children. We're screaming at children. We're doing all kinds of foolish things. But yet, nobody has any evidence to ever have me arrested or tried in a court of law because it's lies. And we should rejoice and leap for joy, our master told us, when they lie about you for my name's sake. That's what he told us. And we do rejoice, by the way. Churchianity is rebellious and not of God, just like Israel of old. Ready? And they would do this to me if they could. Kill me and get rid of me. Luke 13:34. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which thou killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent to thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Yeah, any of you don't know, I got beat up at a Baptist church on a public sidewalk by their security guards by order of their pastor. Stole my signs, stole my phone. Beat me up pretty bad. Yeah, this is happening today. Other countries, people are being killed. In America, it's the soft persecution, but I predict it's going to come to where they are going to haul me off to jail and probably get rid of us and silence us for good. So I hope this blessed you. Ponder this fact when you see us street preaching in the future and the police are called, the secular law against godly saints being peaceful on public sidewalks. And more often now, the police are hating on us because they're either churchianity types themselves or they just hate God in general, and they hate us automatically. They're partial, they're against us, and I've seen officers lie and try to intimidate. Yesterday they told me, you're going to be arrested. I said, for what law? They said, we'll tell you when we arrest you. That's absolutely, why wouldn't they tell me ahead of time what law am I breaking? Because I wasn't breaking any laws. What law can you break standing peacefully on a public sidewalk? It's impossible, and it's foolishness. So this is a great sin before God, persecuting his people for their words and God's truth. What did Jesus say? Last verses for you. Matthew 10:14-16. And whosoever shall not receive you, hear not your words. When you depart out of that city, shake the dust off your feet. We do this often as brothers and sisters. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, as harmless as doves. Yeah, we see it all the time. We feel like sheep among wolves, against the churchianity wolves, against the worldly wolves, against the secular authorities and police and lawyers and city managers coming against us when we're not breaking any laws. And based on this teaching right here, I hope you see the big picture. The last point I would make, woe to you, churchianity, modern pastors, partial corrupt police officers and civil authorities, lest you repent and turn from your wicked ways. Christ is coming in flaming judgment against you. That's my word to you today. I hope that blessed you. Churchianity and all these false religious people using secular law against God's people. It's sin against 1 Corinthians 6. It's sin against our Savior who died to call us to by the Spirit to the Word so that people could find redemption and God could be glorified. I hope they come to their senses. I have righteous anger against them, but I love them enough and I care for their souls. It's why we go. It's why we put ourselves in harm's way. It's why we spend our money. We don't make a penny. We're not popular. We support ourselves. It's why we go to proclaim for God's glory and that sheep might hear and come to the saving knowledge of the biblical gospel, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and we will not be stopped. We will continue to preach. Last thought, I had an angry man in my face one day. He told me he was going to punch me, and I said, "Sir, why would you do that? I love you." And I told him, "You're going to have to kill me to stop me from preaching the gospel." He just looked at me like I was crazy, and he just walked away. Someday, they may pull a gun, a knife out, and they may take me out. I'm ready for that day. Pray for us that we're ready on that day when it happens. Love you all. Seek the kingdom. Hold fast to Christ. He is worthy. And may God be praised.